It has been an immense privilege to serve as Archbishop of Canterbury over the past decade, and moving on has not been an easy decision. But he is moving on, and as from the beginning of next year, Dr. Rowan Williams, one of the country's foremost theologians, will be the master of Magdalen College, Cambridge. The job he's leaving is more than merely being the head of the established church in England, a church of which the Queen is the supreme governor. He's also the head of the worldwide Anglican Communion, a community of 85 million people in 165 countries. He's not had an easy time during his 10 years in office, and there's little chance of his successor having an easier time. Charlotte Ashton reports.
It was with some trepidation that Dr. Rowan Williams moved in to Lambeth Palace. Here he is on Desert Island Discs at the end of 2002.
I think it's very difficult when you're faced with any big job to see it entirely positively, because you know your own inadequacies, you know we are likely to fail, and if you've got any sense at all, you know that failing hurts. So yes, looking at the size of the job and knowing about the failure, that's inevitable.
Reverend Stephen Coles, vicar at St Thomas's Church, Finsbury Park in North London, has known Rowan Williams since the late 70s and says he's a very humble man.
The photograph on the wall here, which is a very fond memory for us, is of the day when the Archbishop of Canterbury came to see us for our festival.
That was in 2004. Some people came to St Thomas's that day hoping to hear the fierce intellectualism Dr Williams is known for. He writes poetry and studies on Dostoevsky in his spare time.
But he wasn't interested in doing that. He, in a way, just wanted to give a parish priest sermon, which is what he gave. The thing that really impressed me was that after the service we had a reception, and he moved from one person to another very politely and was clearly interested.
But Dr. Williams had had a trying start to his tenure. Traditionalists had campaigned against the appointment of a figure they considered too liberal, but the knives really came out in a row over gay bishops. Gay priest Geoffrey John was appointed Bishop of Reading. He said he was in a celibate relationship, but Anglican leaders around the world threatened to leave the church, and Dr. Williams chose not to back John's appointment. Stephen Coles said the fight shocked their new leader.
He has a rather sweet naivety about him, and I think he really didn't believe that some Christians can be extremely nasty. So I think he was genuinely shocked by that, he and his wife. I think he's actually spent the last 10 years with that as a hangover. I think initially him to overcompensate a little bit, maybe giving a little bit too much ground or making too much room for those who were opposed to him. As a result of that, there's been a certain amount of disenchantment amongst those who were extremely enthusiastic about his appointment.
Steering the Anglican community around issues as divisive as women bishops, gay marriage, would challenge the most deft of politicians. Here's Dr. Williams doing his diplomatic best in an address to the Church's Parliament, the General Synod.
In the middle of all the frustration that so many feel about deferring the debate on women bishops, perhaps we can at least ask how we can spend the intervening time constructively, looking again at whether we might learn anything from the way our culture is moving that'll help us maintain some level of health or maturity in our church.
Some traditionalists today are celebrating Dr. Williams' departure. Here's Alison Ruoff, a member of the General Synod.
Under Archbishop Rowan's tenure, the church has really gone in a most liberal direction. And many, many churches have gone away from Bible truth, and that's really to the detriment not only of the Church of England, but also to the detriment of the nation.
But Dr. Williams hasn't opted for the quiet life. He challenged Tony Blair on the Iraq War and on New Labour's immigration policy. And last year he took on the coalition government in an editorial for The New Statesman, which he guest edited. Here's Mehdi Hassan, their political editor.
We were hoping he would say something provocative, something political. I don't think any of us were expecting how provocative and how outspoken he was going to be. His famous line was how the coalition was committing us to, quote, radical long-term policies for which no one voted. But also, you know, he posed questions to the left and to the Labour Party about their view of the big society and localism.
Did he strike you as a canny political operator?
It's a good question about whether he was canny or not. I think when someone isn't a politician but wields huge power and influence, they can often get caught out in their public interventions. And so he's not canny in a party political way, but I think he always knew what he was doing. It wasn't a mistake, for example, the leader he wrote for us. It wasn't a kind of a gaffe that he then regretted. In fact, I remember seeing members of his team shortly afterwards, after David Cameron had been forced to issue a response to that leader and say how much he disagreed with the Archbishop, and his team were saying, no, he was perfectly comfortable. He had no regrets about writing it. It wasn't a mistake in any shape or form. So I think he had the courage of his convictions.
Something that might be remembered as a mistake was a speech Dr. Williams made in 2008 to a group of London lawyers. In it, he said it was unavoidable that elements of Sharia law would be adopted into UK law so that Muslims could choose which system to use to settle issues like marital disputes or financial matters. It provoked an outcry. Dr. Williams came on to Radio 4 to explain himself.
I think I'm simply saying that there are ways of looking at marital dispute, for example, which provide an alternative to the divorce courts as we understand them. In some cultural and religious settings, they would seem more appropriate.
For some, it didn't shed much light.
What a burqa!
Screamed the son, and then...
Bash the bishop!
But, says the Right Reverend Nicholas Holton, Bishop of Salisbury, the reaction later on was more flattering.
Within 24 hours, there were statements beginning to appear that said, actually, the Archbishop was right. If an Archbishop of Canterbury kept his head below the parapet, we'd all criticise him for never saying anything. The joy of having Rowan Williams as Archbishop of Canterbury is the intelligence of his contributions into public debate. I don't suppose he has landed it right every time. That would be quite an impossible thing. I think, looking back, my overwhelming feeling is of gratitude for the time that Rowan has been Archbishop of Canterbury, and grateful to him because it's been at some cost.
Dr. Williams has been attacked by Conservatives for his liberal values and by Liberals for not defending those values staunchly enough. Little wonder, then, that on the day of his resignation, he said his successor will need the constitution of an ox and the hide of a rhino.
Charlotte Ashton reporting. So, let's look to the future now. What kind of a man should...